Doyle and other Midwest leaders requested a summit with White House officials after carp DNA was found in the Chicago harbor. Today's meeting is scheduled to be with Nancy Sutley, who heads the White House Council on Environmental Quality, and high-ranking officials from other federal agencies. DNR Secretary Matt Frank says he's interested in hearing how the Obama administration plans to move ahead on keeping carp out of the Great Lakes. Frank says he hopes closing locks in Chicago-area shipping canals is on the table.
I think certainly closing the locks is something that needs to get done, and we're interested in seeing how that would fit into an overall plan.
Frank says it's not too late for the federal government to make a difference in the battle against Asian carp. The governors of Michigan and Illinois will also be at today's meeting. Illinois has opposed closing the locks. Henry Henderson of the Natural Resources Defense Council says he hopes Illinois Governor Pat Quinn doesn't have the most clout in the discussions.
I don't think there's a great deal of shrinking from the reality by any of the Great Lakes states on this, except Illinois, which seems to be in a peculiar protectionist crouch.
If the White House doesn't say what Wisconsin and Michigan leaders want to hear today, then Michigan is likely to press ahead with its second attempt to get the Supreme Court to take action against Asian carp. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.